Wake-Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're continuing NFC North Preview Week as we are talking Minnesota Vikings today. Chris Thomason joins us. St. Paul Pioneer Press on our Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance, bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Team that went 8-9 last year, new head coaches in place, new general managers in place as we look ahead to the 2022 season. How are you, Chris? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about the coaching change. Mike Zimmer is out. Here comes Kevin O'Connell. What voice have you noticed about him from this team? How has he been leading this team since his hiring?
Well, the players have talked about how it's just kind of a different attitude in the building. I mean, Mike Zimmer was an aggressive coach, you know, sometimes awfully negative, that sort of thing. And Kevin O'Connell has come in and brought a lot of the players, say, a new energy in addition to the football stuff. They did some team bonding activities during the spring, went out to a golf amusement center type team bonding experience, that sort of thing. And I had a chance to talk yesterday to both Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, and they're both kind of fired up about training camp starting this week and just kind of the new positive attitude that is prevailing in the building for the Vikings.
Before we look ahead to 2022, let's talk about 2021. 8-9. This is always a team, we were kind of talking about it, just from the outside looking in, it's always a team that gets predicted to do pretty well, talent is there, and they kind of fall short. How would you describe the way 2021 went for an 8-9 football team?
I mean, basically it was very similar to 2020 in that the defense just collapsed. I mean, Mike Zimmer has been known as a defensive specialist. If you go back to 2017 when they made the NFC championship game, they were number one in the league in both scoring and total defense. And the last two seasons, though, the defense collapsed. I mean, injuries were a factor, but they could never get it going again, even close to the level of the previous year. And they lost a lot of close last-second games, defensive breakdowns. I mean, the most notable was when Detroit in the first week in December won its first game of the season on a touchdown pass on the last play of the game. So, yeah, that led to a second straight losing season.
They've given Kirk Cousins a contract extension, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year. Let's talk about his relationship, though, with more of an offensive-minded head coach. How much benefit do you think Cousins gets from that?
Well, Kevin O'Connell has experience working with him. He was quarterback's coach in 2017 in Washington when Cousins was there for his last season. And all indications are they have a great relationship, and that's certainly going to help matters. And they're certainly tailoring the offense to fit Cousins well. And he has some familiarity with it, certainly going back to his Washington days. And last year, the fact that Cousins wasn't vaccinated just kind of hung over the team a little bit,
yeah,
like a dark cloud. I mean, Mike Zimmer was outspoken and that he was frustrated about that. Cousins goes on the COVID list for 5 days in training camp, and it was kind of like everybody was waiting, okay, is he going to miss a game? Is he going to miss a game? And then, yep, he ends up missing one of the biggest games of the season, the next to last game against Green Bay when they got wiped out and were eliminated from the playoff race.
Let's talk about Dalvin Cook. How much importance is Dalvin Cook in a 2022 Kevin O'Connell offense?
Well, Zimmer was known for kind of having a run-first mentality, and Kevin O'Connell is going to open things up a little bit more. So that potentially could mean less carries for Cook. I know he's missed some games in recent years due to injuries, so who knows? Maybe that'll help him a little bit, having a bit less of a workload. And as I noted, I spoke to Dalvin yesterday and asked him about that, and he said, hey, whenever I get the ball, I'll take advantage of it. I just want to win. And so he seems to be on board to whatever happens after two straight losing seasons.
Adam Thielen's going to be 32 going into this season. Is his role going to be better, reduced? How has injuries affected him, and how has age affected him?
Well, he's still very effective, especially around the goal line. But what happens when you get into your 30s is you start to become more injury prone. And he was bothered by an ankle injury and missed the last several games last season. Also had some injury problems in 2019 when he had a lingering hamstring that never really seemed to heal. So, you know, that's what happens when you get older is injuries start to hit. So the key for him to will be to try to stay healthy. But if he can't, K.J. Osborne emerged last year as an impressive number three receiver and then was the number two guy when Thielen was out.
You talked about the defense not living up to its expectations last season. How much change is going into 2022? How many guys have coming in? How many guys have left in terms of what the defense looked like last year compared to this year?
Well, the big signing was getting Za'Darius Smith, who had been with Green Bay. He had back problems last year, played in the first game of the season, and did return for their one playoff game with the Packers. And Danielle Hunter returns after being out most of last year with a torn pectoral muscle, and he's only played seven games in the last two seasons. So the key is for those two guys to stay healthy. If they're healthy, the Vikings have perhaps the best pass rushing duo in the NFL. And that's kind of essential to the entire success of the defense because the Vikings cornerback situation isn't all that great. So they need a pass rush to take the pressure off some of those cornerbacks.
I know looking ahead, it's kind of difficult because we like to play the preseason games where we think a team is, but then, you know, obviously when the season plays out, so many factors go into what the end result actually is. But looking at the NFC, how disappointing has been the 2 years with this team in terms of the expectations and the talent not making the playoffs? As you talked about a run to the NFC Championship prior to that, and looking at the way you have it structured now, you have some teams in the elite, but then it's not deep in terms of what you expect. How important it would be for Minnesota to take advantage of what they have to get one of the three playoff spots, if not the division, down in 2022?
Well, the bottom line is there's not a tremendous amount of depth in the NFC, unlike the AFC. And right, the last 2 years, even though the Vikings had losing seasons, 2 years ago, 2020, if they beat Chicago in a late season game, they would have been in the playoffs instead of the Bears. Last year, they missed out by one game, and if one of those many close losses they had gone the other way, they would have been in the playoffs instead of Philadelphia. So even faltering last year, they were close. So just win some of those close games, and with the defense playing better potentially, there's no doubt they have an opportunity to be a playoff team this year. Winning the division, that might be a little bit of a tall order in O'Connell's first year.
Sure.
I mean, obviously Green Bay lost Devontae Adams, but I'd still call the Packers a solid favorite in the NFC North.
In terms of the quarterback for the future, obviously they locked up Cousins for the immediate future right now, but how is the team addressed who will be taking over? Have they looked in the draft? Are they looking at anybody that's floating around? Where do you see this position down the road for Minnesota?
Well, I mean, Cousins is not ancient. I mean, he's 33, and they're certainly banking on him being the guy. He's got guaranteed money for both this season and next season, so it'd be a surprise if he's not also the quarterback in 2023. I mean, really, there isn't anybody in the program who's a potential heir apparent. I mean, Sean Mannion has been the backup the last couple seasons, but he's not an NFL caliber starter. And Kellen Mond came in last year. A lot of people earmarked him as the potential eventual replacement for Cousins as a third-round pick, but he hasn't, to be honest, shown a lot yet. So this is going to be kind of a pivotal preseason for Mond coming up to find out if he potentially could be the guy down the road in Minnesota if something happens with Cousins. But at this point, I don't think there's any solid candidate to potentially replace Cousins one day.
And again, with training camp just coming up, and there'll be a lot more feeling for where this is, whenever there's a new coach, whenever there's a new general manager, they say all the things that you would expect to be different. I sort of get that. But have you noticed, is the organization different? Is there a different feeling of what's going on there with two new voices?
Well, there's kind of less tension, you might say. It's
sure.
Not like, okay, what's going to happen next and all of that and everybody, you know, they have a tough loss. Everyone's waiting. Okay, is Zimmer going to erupt and all of that? What's Zimmer going to do after they lost this, after they blew this game, that sort of thing? So it's a much more relaxed environment, I would say. But you are right in that every time a team gets a new coach or a new general manager, everybody's talking about how much better it is and how they needed a change. I mean, even if you go back to when Zimmer was hired in 2014, he replaced Leslie Frazier, who was definitely a players type coach that the players did love. But the talk then was, well, we need more discipline. Zimmer's going to bring us discipline and that sort of thing. So yeah, there's still no doubt that players and people close to the team tailor a lot of their talk toward the positive situation when there's a change. So we'll just have to see how it works out.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Hope we can catch up with you during the season when the Vikings make some news. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Chris Thomason, again, a St. Paul Pioneer Press on the Vikings, helping us do our NFC North preview. That'll be this week. And it is interesting because if you look at the 10 coaches that have been hired, right, they're obviously going to be coaches that are going to walk into certain circumstances. We knew the Raiders were going to be looking for a new head coach. John Gruden got fired in the middle of the season. He would have still be there if it wasn't for this email scandal. But the Raiders desperately needed, okay, we got an interim coach, but we got to find a permanent head coach now. We didn't think we did, but now we do. So he jumps into a playoff team, and he's the coach there. Other teams had to fire their coaches because the team was lousy, right? David Culley didn't work out in Houston. Now Lovie Smith has been taken over. Urban Meyer didn't work out. Interim coach wasn't going to stick around, so Doug Peterson has taken over a situation in Jacksonville. But there are coaches that are stepping into interesting situations with teams where teams are built to make the playoff. They just need a different voice, and Minnesota is one of them. Equate it to the Miami Dolphins. Another good team, did not quite good enough to make the playoffs, but a team that went and looked for a new voice and got it in Mike McDonald. Now Kevin O'Connell comes in. He has to be a new voice for Minnesota, but he's not starting over. He's not in a rebuilding situation. He's not like, hey, it might be a long haul here because we're going to be shredding some salaries and we're going to be building this thing from the ground up. Kevin O'Connell is being asked to take over a team that went 9-8, talented enough to be in the conversation for the playoffs and should make the playoffs. That's his job in his first year. No, they're not going to take over for Green Bay in the division, but they should be good enough against an Eagles team that should be around, Carolina that might be around, San Francisco that might be around. That's his job. So there's not a lot of wiggle room to grow in this position as a new head coach because the Vikings are going to need him to get this team that next step. Take 8-9, I should say, and make it better. And that's what Kevin O'Connell has to do. All right, Tony D, Ron Culver, it's Wake Up Call, Sportsman Radio.